Dave Chappelle keeps skewering WTF2S plus sacred cows in Netflix special The Dreamer. By David Ng on December 31, 2023. Comedian Dave Chappelle has defied the transgender cancel mob once again in his latest Netflix special, The Dreamer, which began streaming on New Year's Eve. While he devoted most of the hour-long special to other topics, including an extended bit rehashing the Chris Rock Will Smith slap, Chappelle still managed to squeeze in several trans jokes, providing riotous punchlines at unexpected moments. Near the beginning, Dave Chappelle recounted a story about meeting his idol Jim Carrey on the set of the 1999 movie Man on the Moon. But Chappelle explained how he was disappointed, because Carrey remained in character as Andy Kaufman even between takes. As a result, Chappelle had to pretend Carrey was Kaufman throughout the entire meeting. All that to say, "That's how trans people make me feel," he said. As he has said before, Chappelle told the audience he no longer wants to provoke transgender people due to all of the negativity it spawns from corporate media. The comedian proceeded to tell several handicap jokes, instead, because they're not as organized as the gays. Those jokes included an extended bit about former Representative Madison Cawthorn, RNC. But soon, Chappelle was back with more trans jokes. "I wrote a play," he said. "I did, 'cause I know that gays love plays. It's a very sad play, but it's moving. It's about a black, transgender woman whose pronoun is, sadly, an. It's a tearjerker. At the end of the play, she dies of loneliness, because white liberals don't know how to speak to her." Later, Chappelle said that if was ever sentenced to jail, he would want it to be in California so that he could identify as a woman and be sent to a women's prison. Netflix has come under fire from radical transgender activists who have demanded that the streamer remove Chappelle's specials from its platform. But the company, which signed Chappelle to a deal estimated to be more than $60 million, has so far refused. Netflix even fired a trans-sympathetic employee for leaking confidential viewer data on Chappelle to a news organization. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.